Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, and let's talk a little bit about the astrology, human design, gene keys, or whatever else we want to talk about this morning. And yay, it's Friday, or in Roseanne's words, it's Fri-yay. Woohoo! And that means that we have 3 days worth of information to go through today. So let's just jump right in. Raise your hand if you did not want to get out of bed this morning, or raise your hand if you're feeling like I'm driving through sludge or, you know, sluggish this morning, because I can tell you that's exactly what's happening for me. Good morning, Roseanne. It's good to see you. We were just talking about you and your Fri-yays. Good morning, Mimi. It's good to see you. I thought you'd be at the gallery today, so I'm glad to see you out there. And anyway, if you recall from yesterday, I told you, oh my Lord, I can't even talk. I told you all yesterday we would be in a void of course moon this morning. And for us on the West Coast, that's until 12:11 p.m. And for those of you on the East Coast, that's until 3:11 p.m. And it began last night. So it is like pulling teeth to get out, right? I'm just, even my body's like squirming, like, I don't know, just not one of those good mornings, right? I mean, it's not a bad morning. I don't mean to characterize it as bad. It just feels lazy. It feels slow. And I just feel like I'm walking through jello or something this morning. And oh, well, that only lasts for a few more hours. So it's all good, right? At the time that we get to the end of this void of course moon, the moon will have moved out of Libra and will be moving into Scorpio. And so that frames the weekend, the bulk of the weekend energy for us then with the moon in Scorpio. So starting today, let's look at what's going on. I did something a little bit different this morning. By the way, let me back up for 1 second before I jump into that. When I first began these broadcasts, which I believe was last August, the intention was to just get on air in the morning. It was Jason and I at the time, and we were going to do a quick rundown of the day's energy. He was going to do a tarot card, and then we were done and we were gone, right? 15, 20 minutes at most. I don't know what's happened, but I now see broadcasts that are between about 40 and 60 minutes. I don't know. It just seems like there's so much to talk about. And I can't believe that some days that there's so much to talk about that we're here together for an hour. And even now, with not very much to talk about, it seems like we're here for about 30 minutes or so. Good morning, Ginger. It's good to see you up in Adam and out there listening to the astrology for the weekend. Good morning, Suzanne Fulmer. Me. Yes, I get it. I think she means me, that she's being sluggish and slow this morning too. Kind of, I don't know. I really wanted to go back to sleep. I just did. And my new Fitbit informed me that I'd only had 6 hours and 4 minutes worth of sleep. Weird, huh? Usually, I guess because it's late, I don't even want to go to bed until after 11 o'clock. Because then it's finally maybe dark. So some days, you know, it feels like, oh, I can't go to bed. And in fact, last night it was 10 o'clock or 10 after 10. And I said to my husband, I go, are you ready to go to bed? He said, yeah, I'm ready to go to bed. So he goes to bed and I went, no, I'm not ready. I'm going to watch another show. So I didn't go to bed until 11. So no big deal, but it just means that if I'm getting up at 6 a.m., it's only about 6 hours of sleep. Good morning, Jessica and Suzanne and Ginger, everybody that's out there. Thank you so much, Roseanne, for joining me again this morning. Going back now to what I was starting to say, I'm going to do things a little bit differently. Because I think we've talked enough about human design that you guys are getting a better handle perhaps on what I'm talking about when I start talking about the energy at a gate or an energy in a channel. So from now on, when it comes to the weekends, I am also going to talk about the gates that the moon is going to move through for the weekend. So not only will I tell you about the planetary alignments and what the moon is doing from the planet's standpoint, I'm going to talk about the gates that the moon is flying through that day, because it really does give us an idea of the flavor of the moon as it moves through the sign that it's in that day. So today we start out with a wonderful sun sextile Uranus energy. It's a very inspirational kind of setup where the full force of the sun in your personality is aligned with the great awakener or the rebel, if you will, It really does give voice to some of the more inspiring energies out there. People who are born with that are often great comedians, or they have really good energy when they get in front of a crowd. They're the people that tend to energize us or make us feel really good, whether that's through comedy or song or acting, things like that. They tend to be large and in charge. People notice them. So today is one of those kind of days. So even though the background energy is the beginning of the day with the void of course moon and how that kind of slows things down in the background, the sun sextiling Uranus gives a pretty pumped up day. That was weird. Did you guys see that? I just flashed off and on. Woo! I must have nodded out for a minute. Maybe I blinked out into another dimension. I don't know. Or maybe you guys did. but we're back now. Thank God. So the sun sextiling Uranus gives us a really good uplifting sort of day. It can bring up some conflicts just because maybe there are two very strong personalities that are working together today. And maybe that brings up some issues. It'll be up to you to decide how you're going to use that energy. But in the background, there's this really good energy. You might have some insights today. You might have some extraordinary experiences. And that would be maybe leading you in a new direction, or maybe helping you to solve a conundrum that you've been working on in your own life. So the energy today is really good from the sun. The moon is trining the sun today. Trine is 120 degree angle, which implies a smooth flow of the energy. So the smooth flow of the emotional and cyclical energy of the moon with the personality energy of the sun. And I always look forward to those days because it feels like we're all on an even keel, even though starting the day is slow as the day wears on and we move out of the void of course, things can pick up and you might feel really good about you and how you're dealing with other people, what's going on in your life. So this is a fairly optimistic sort of day. The moon will oppose Uranus later. So the sun is sextiling, which is a 60 degree angle to Uranus, and then the moon is opposing Uranus. So Uranus gets some energy, some love today from the sun and the moon combination. And that's why I think this is ultimately going to be a really good day. It's kind of cloudy, you know, marine thick layer of clouds here. And that adds to the slowness of the morning at least. But I would imagine as the day wears on, it starts to pick up energetically. The moon is also in a sextile with Saturn today. And Saturn has an interesting focus coming up next week. So I want you all to be paying attention to what's happening in Saturn in your chart or in your life. Saturn rules form, structure. It rules the goals, the aspirations, the things that you are working on. It is the taskmaster, right? He's standing back there prodding you on. Do it, do it, do it. Get squared, get straight, get doing things that you said you were going to do. Stay in alignment, be in integrity. So watch where that's happening in your life today, because next week, for the whole week, energetically, from human design, Earth will be sitting at gate 58, which is the same place that Saturn is sitting. So we're going to be aligned with some very strong Saturn energies as we go into the week. So practice this weekend, right? What is it that you're being guided to do that you haven't done? What is it that you've been dragging your heels to do? I know I can think of a couple of things in my own life where I've not been doing exactly, where I've not been doing what Saturn has been telling me to do for whatever reason that is. And, you know, ultimately the reason is F-E-A-R, fear, right? The false evidence appearing real that tends to want to muck up things in our lives. Because really the only reason we aren't doing the things that we know that are going to be beneficial to us or that are going to rocket us to the next level is because of that fear. Good morning, Cindy. Good to see you out there. By the way, the other day, Marlene was on the air with us telling us that they were going to experience something like 7 inches of rain. And I haven't seen her in the last couple of days. So I'm sending out love and wishes to the people in Texas, hoping that nothing untoward has happened with floods or something like that from the area where she lives. So let's just send her blessings and good wishes. Good morning, Susan. And Suzanne says, I can think of a million things I need to do. Absolutely. So let's look at the human design gates that the moon moves us through today. And interestingly enough, they are all on the spleen. The spleen is the center for time, intuition, health, and it is also the survival energies. It was the first energy center to arise in the human template. And as such, it was all about survival. And in survival, we meant things, we had to do things like know what might eat us or what kind of foods were safe for us to eat. We had to be in tune with the natural flow of the seasons on the planet so that we could put away food for the winter, or we could make clothing to keep us warm, or whatever it was that we needed to do. That energy in the spleen originally kept us alive and was keenly involved in our survival energies. Well, over the course of time, the spleen has transmitted its energy from the fear of surviving to now fears that are the false type, right? Because every one of those gates on the spleen are fear gates that take us into weird places. Gate 32 is where the moon starts out today. Good morning, Kristen. And the moon at gate 32, gate 32 is an interesting gate. It sits on the spleen, and it, on the other side, it connects to the root center at gate 54. Well, we've talked about gate 54 before because it is the gate of enlightenment, or the beginning of the search for enlightenment. It is also a gate that we think of as the gate of ambitions and goals and the setting of those goals. And it causes us to move outward from ourselves to be able to engage in the world. And then it meets up with gate 32, where we either find success or we find failure. And failure is the fear in this gate. So we may be struggling today with that energy of the fear of failure. And on top of that, gate 32 is also one of those gates that takes us closer and closer to energy that can cause us to become workaholics, right? That whole channel is a channel that sometimes, you know, you get a goal, you set the goal, and you want to keep working it and working it and working it. And gate 32 can sort of become a place where we use persistence or endurance in a way that's not correct for us. So you can imagine if you're a projector, and you or projector, reflector, or a manifester with very little sustainable force, with no sustainable life force energy, but you have a hanging gate 32, or maybe it's even connected up with gate 54, and that gives you these workaholic tendencies, then a day like today comes along and you're trying to push the river, right? You're trying to push, or you're trying to keep up doing what you're doing, when even right now, this morning, the energies are so lazy, right? It would be really difficult to have to undertake a big project right now, or to push yourself into using endurance energy to complete a project. You might be working the energy incorrectly. Okay, so that's where we start out this morning. Give in to the energies. Just let it go until there's a better time to push for or endure through or persist in something. Because remember, the moon's fleeting and it's moving through. You might have other things you have to deal with. This may be a much better better day for conversation or for cleaning out your desk, that kind of thing, right? So then later in the day, the moon moves to gate 50, another fear gate on the spleen. It is the gate of values and laws. Interesting, right? Because that's been in the news. It's been all over the news. I am very gratified to see things pop up in the news feed. And here's my news feed, my phone, right? It shows up. It pops up and tells me when stories that I've been watching have an addition or something's changed. And I was very gratified to hear somebody speaking yesterday about values, about the fact that what was happening with immigrants does not reflect our American values. And I'm like, finally, somebody stood up with a voice that can be heard to say that, because it has been something that's been, we've been talking about throughout the weeks. And so here we are today at gate 50, and it's on the feminine side of the tribal energy. And it is about sending out the values and the laws, passing them on to our progeny. So 50 really takes us to a point where we have to start looking at what are our values and are we in alignment with them? Next week, that's going to be a big drumbeat when you've got Saturn and the Earth in a conjunction. Are we living from integrity? Are we being true to ourselves? Are we living in accordance with our values? And if you don't know, then you don't have values that you are connected with. You got to find that. You got to get to that. What is it that we value? I can't remember who I was having a conversation with the other day, but we were talking about that subject, values. And one of the things that I said, and this person agreed with me, is that when we look at a community, when we look at a family, when we look at a country, that country or community, tribe, whatever, is only as strong as its weakest links. And the weakest links are the ones that we have to empower in order to have a solid foundation for the whole of the country, the tribe, the community, the group, the family to be thriving as opposed to just surviving. And so here we have it right here, gate 50. What values are we living by? Ginger says the word love, and that reminds me too that love energy. Remember this week, human design, the sun and earth are at the gates of love, the gate of the love of humanity and the gate of the love of self. They're intricately entwined. So this is a reminder here to be in alignment with our values and our laws. And that gate 50 leads over to gate 27 on the sacral, which is all about nurturing, loving from taking care of, right? It's that if we step love back, you know, from the more individualized love, this is the love that we have when we take care of one another. That when someone in our community is hurting, that we rally around that person. When one of us is damaged, then all of us are feeling it in some way. So this really brings us together through our common values and through the laws that we have to protect one another and to protect our freedoms, etc., here in this country and around the world, whatever country you're in. And we see when we align ourselves with values that we have more in common than we have that are not in common. So we have our common humanity, our common love for one another and for our families, our communities, our countries, whatever it is. So those things bring us together instead of the things that drive us apart. Late in the day, the moon moves into gate 28, another gate on the spleen that is about struggle. It is part of the channel of struggle. Remember, I say all the time to people, there is no gate of suffering in human design. There's no channel of suffering in human design. Struggle, yes. Suffering is optional. There's no thing there that says you have to suffer. But the energy through gate 28 is sometimes that energy to struggle to bring something new into being. This is a very mutative energy, so it's often engaged with the evolution of the planet. So evolving through persistence. And gate 28 meets up with gate 38 on the root center. And that is called the gate of fight. So what are we fighting for? What's worth fighting for? If something is worth fighting for, then the struggle makes sense. If something isn't worth fighting for, then struggle becomes suffering, right? Because you're just constantly beating yourself up or hitting up against that wall. So late in the day, we'll have this energy about what are we persisting in and is it serving us, right? Are we just doggedly, you know, What was it Einstein said? Trying to solve a problem from the level it was created doesn't solve the problem. You have to go to a different level from the level that you created the problem for. It requires out-of-the-box thinking. It requires an evolutionary leap, perhaps. And that is what the moon at this gate later on in the day has the message for us. What are you persisting in? Persistence is also related to stubbornness and doggedness. And what are we stubbornly persisting in that isn't serving us, either as an individual or as a community or as a country, etc.? Questions, right? Saturday, June 23rd, the big news of that day is Mercury opposing Pluto. And Mercury, of course, the planet of communication and of the mind, and Pluto, the great transformer, creating strong and insistent pressure on us to become empowered. And that would seem to say then that both of these planets wanting us to be empowered through thought, words, and then deeds. So that's a powerful combination. Mercury moves fairly quickly, so it's not going to be sitting there for long. But this energy, when it comes up, causes us to realign ourselves, to re-empower ourselves, to empower other people to be able to say and think things in a new and empowered way. The moon tomorrow will be in Scorpio, as will be this afternoon, after 3 o'clock your time on the East Coast, afternoon for me on the West Coast. And it is going to be squaring the planet Mars, Jupiter will get involved, but I'm talking about Mars right now. The moon in Scorpio squaring the planet Mars in Aquarius. And that's an interesting kind of energy. As you know, Mars is slowing down. It turns retrograde on Tuesday, the 26th. So we're only 3 days away from that retrograde. And so the moon is sort of the timekeeper here, saying, okay, what are the challenges going to be? What is going to show up on our screens as this planet begins to wind itself down? By the way, I don't know if any of you are up before dawn. Certainly I didn't want to be this morning, but if you can get up before dawn, you can see the planet Mars very prominently in the sky. It's actually very beautiful pictures that I've seen. I've not gotten myself out of bed yet to go look at that, but Mars is making one of its closest approaches to Earth in a long time. And so we have the ability to really connect with that in the visual sense by getting up early enough. It has to still be dark out there for you to see it, but you can see Mars. Moon is also squaring Venus. If it's squaring Mars, it's squaring Venus, because Venus and Mars are in an opposition right now. And so we have, again, maybe a trigger going on between the rise of the feminine energy and the masculine energy, making room for her next to him so that things can become balanced. The moon will also be conjunct Jupiter tomorrow. That gives a day an optimistic flair. It gives it sort of a day full of, you know, potential and possibility and maybe, you know, looking deeper into situations and how is this going to change my life and how can I make some changes in my life? And this is going to be even more important here when we go to the human design gate for the moon tomorrow. What patterns have been developed, right, in my life? If I'm going to grow and expand, and remember, Jupiter's still retrograde right now, so we're growing and expanding on the internal. So if I'm going to grow and expand on the outer when Jupiter turns back to direct motion, what am I going to have to fundamentally shift in here? What patterns am I noting, right? What do I see repeating right now that bears my looking at, right? What am I in resistance to now that I might have been in resistance to, that I'm always in resistance to? And what do I need to do to change that? The moon will also be trine Neptune at this time. And Neptune is retrograde. So we're already more intuitively connected right now. So maybe there will be some very powerful messages coming up from the internal realm to be able to help you see where it is that you have not been being your own friend. Where can you see maybe the patterns that have been repeating in your life? And how do you break that pattern? How do you stop it dead in its tracks, turn it around and move in a new direction, right? Where can you find new solutions to old problems? That's the potential high side of the day for Saturday. Now, from the human design perspective, we see it at the gate 44 tomorrow. The gate 44 also on the spleen. It's a fear gate. And the fear in this gate is that the past is going to repeat itself. Because this is the gate of patterns. This is the gate of patterns that repeat. It is a logical gate, meaning that in human design, logic is really only about the recognition of patterns and being able to predict an outcome based on those patterns. So if you see that you are in a pattern and you can predict that the pattern always leads me to XYZ, then what do you have to do? You got to make a change. So the high side of the moon at 44 is that we can see where we can take the best of the past and we can marry it to something that's innovative and new and fresh, and we can create something more powerful in the now. So it has very possible in impacts on our lives, as we can break down patterns, as we can break through patterns. I'm using that word deliberately as well, right? So sometimes we have to start by seeing what those patterns are. So tomorrow is a really good day for that. And it may, you, I'm not saying you have to deliberately sit down and get into contemplation to decide what that is. It's not really that true. If you kind of send a message to your subconscious mind, hey, I want to work through this pattern in my life and bring it to my conscious mind, what it is that is in my way, what keeps stopping me from moving forward, or why do I keep repeating this pattern? The conscious mind will start connecting with the subconscious mind and bring it up for you without you really having to do much work about it. Right? You know how sometimes when you keep needling away, trying to find an answer, you're just going round and round and round in your head and you can't get to the answer. But when you let go of it and you go, fine, I'm done with this. I'm going to go garden. I'm going to go cook dinner. I'm going to go do something else. Then later, all of a sudden, woo, the energy of the answer comes busting through because the conscious mind and the subconscious mind have had an opportunity to chit chat with one another without you getting in there and mucking it up. And then that answer becomes apparent. So this is what we're working with on Saturday. So thankfully, we break out of the spleen gates on Saturday afternoon. We get into the gate one, self-expression. And of course, that's happening because Jupiter is at the gate of self-expression. And we know later in the day that the moon is going to be conjuncting Jupiter. So we have the energy of self-expression also playing into the game. And remember, self-expression is also the most creative gate. It's gate one, the most creative gate in all of human design. And from that, then, maybe if you can break out of this old pattern, you can see where there's a better, clearer path to your self-expression. And by the way, Mimi, if you're still listening, last night when I was fast forwarding through commercials to watch a show, I saw something about a new show that's coming on, and it made me think of you because it's like, what can we make of it? Or how do we make it? It's a craft and art, like game show or reality show. And I thought of you as soon as I saw it, because it's like they take these different projects and they show people how it goes from start to finish. And I was really interested in it. And now I can't remember the real name. Hi, Mimi. So I'm going to find that for you because I thought, wouldn't it be great for you to be a contestant on that show at some point, you know, with the all of the artwork that you're doing with the organic dyes and the fabric and textiles that you're working with. So I'll find that the name of that show and I'll text it to you later on today because it had Mimi written all over it. Okay, sorry, that was an aside. But of course, that got me thinking about self-expression and how is it that we're designed to express ourselves? And it's unique to you, right? So if you can break out of old patterns, you might see your pathway clear to how it is that you can really express your genius in the world. And I'm using that word deliberately because as we move into Sunday's energy, we start out with the moon in a sextile to Pluto. Woohoo! That's a big one. Moon and Pluto again, right? We've got Pluto, well, Mercury and Pluto might have ferried some information to you from the deep, dark depths or from people's input from around you. And now the moon sextile Pluto is adding to it the energy, the potential for, you know, time is up in this behavior pattern. And now I'm going to change, right? I'm going to go in this new direction. And then the moon is also trine Mercury. So we have sort of this smooth flowing of energy from the communication between Mercury and Pluto on Saturday, and then the moon and Pluto on Sunday. So Ginger is saying she has gate one. We all have gate one. Everybody does. Everybody has gate one. So we're all designed to be creative and self-expressive in some way, shape, or form. If you have it defined or colored in on your chart, you have a specific way through which you express yourself or through which your creativity flows. It might be through building a business. It might be through art or dance or poetry or writing or music. I mean, creativity is vast, right? And however it is that maybe you have a real knack for taking care of children or cooking, all of that is self-expression. And everybody has it. If it's defined, it's a little more specific for you. Okay, I hope that helps. So Sunday, again, we have the moon, Pluto, Mercury still communicating a clear path forward. We also have the void of course moon on Sunday as the moon is finishing up her Scorpio rounds and preparing to move into Sagittarius. And the moon turns void of course at 7 a.m. It's a longer void of course moon this weekend, Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. West Coast time, 10 a.m. Sunday to 12:30 a.m. on the Monday, and then the moon will move into Sagittarius. So I think, you know, overall, Sunday feels like a quieter day. You know, if it's a nice day, go outside and sit down and just maybe read a good book, look through your human design, look through your astrology, contemplate maybe on that day what changes need to be made, because the human design gate that the moon is moving through that day is gate 43, the gate of breakthrough, the gate of insight. This is a huge epiphany coming to you, a revelation. And we'll see you later, Mimi. And I'll text you the name of that show because now I can't remember what it is and when it starts. Anyway, so 43 is the breakthrough gate. And so Sunday, expect a breakthrough, an epiphany, an aha, a quinky dink, something that breaks through, where it's the part of the, it's the gate from the ajna down to the throat. And it's the point, right? The point that points down. It connects to the throat at gate 23, simplicity. And it is literally where that genius flows from out of the ajna and into the throat where it can become manifest. So watch for that. And then that breakthrough, if you've been struggling with money or how to make more money or how to turn your business around or how to engage in the flow of abundance, then that breakthrough may have ramifications for you in that way, because the moon next visits the gate 14, the gate of prosperity on the sacral. Now we have the energy joining up from this breakthrough aha into the sacral, where now it can be taken action upon. So we have something actionable that comes out of the weekend. And of course, then we are in a void of course moon. So don't take action yet. Wait until Monday when we get out of the void of course moon and we are seeing our way clear then into some new actions. And, you know, there's something ironic about this run up here because it's also running right into Mars and its retrograde, which is the stop sign, the, you know, the slow down sign, right? You can't take new action because Mars is not with you in spirit there. It's backwards, right? It's telling you to do some action on the inner planes or behind the scenes. So rather than getting all excited and the breakthrough that you have and starting to take actions in the outer world, start doing the taking action in making the plan, laying the roots or the template, what do you call it? Laying the foundation for what will you will be able to take action on later on in the summer. So huge weekend for us. Not a bad weekend. I think for me, this is like one of those kind of weekends I really love, where I don't have grandkids, baseball, football, soccer, lacrosse, anything to go to. I can, you know, really kind of stay around home and, you know, maybe have time and space for insight to work. And that's what I intend to do. So I hope the same for all of you. I'll be back here Monday morning. It'll be my last week with you guys for a while, as I will be gone from June 30th, Saturday, until July 23rd. July 23rd being a Monday will be the day that I will be back broadcasting live again. I haven't decided yet whether I'm going to take my computer along with me. My laptop has all of my software that I use. I don't know if I want to take my microphone and my webcam and all of that with me. It would mean I have to take it on a plane and then I've got to stow it in the motorhome somehow. And I don't even know if I would be having access to internet. So I haven't decided completely yet whether I will do like little microburst mini broadcasts for the next 3 weeks or after this next week or what, but I will let you know that. But if not, at the worst, it will be maybe some written texts that I put out on Facebook while I'm gone So next week, we'll have a lot to talk about as I try to get you through the next 3 weeks, even just in the off chance that I don't have internet connection and can't really chat with you. I do plan on using my phone, though, to Facebook Live. But I think that when I Facebook Live from my phone, I can only broadcast to my timeline. I haven't yet figured out how to Facebook Live from my phone to my pages or to my groups. So if I can figure that out, then I can broadcast to you all from my phone. So we shall see what goes on. But I'm just preparing you. You might have 3 weeks where we are not engaged in our morning broadcast. And that puts us at, I think it was, July 23rd, where I would be back. So be prepared next week. Lots of information coming to you. I wish you all a wonderful weekend and much love to everybody. Take care. Have a great day.